USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A hearing on the motion to unseal search warrant materials for the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property will happen Thursday. The federal judge who oversaw the warrant to search his Palm Beach home scheduled the in-person event. The Justice Department is continuing to push back against the release of that affidavit, but Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner says the affidavit would make the basis for the warrant clearer.
The Department of Justice and the FBI had options. They didn't have to do the most intrusive, invasive execution to get these documents that are alleged to be highly classified by actually going into Mar-a-Lago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden signed a nearly $800 billion tax and spend bill into law today. The president now spending time at his Delaware home, this after spending the last week on vacation. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID. A statement from her communications director noted a PCR test revealed a positive result after she had cold-like symptoms. She's, of course, double vaccinated and has received two booster shots. Just like her husband did when he had the virus, the First Lady is taking Paxlovid to treat her symptoms. A company once again says they'd like their employees to begin reporting to the office.
Tech giant Apple is trying again with the return to office program. Bloomberg is reporting that the company set a September 5th deadline for corporate employees to return to the office for at least 3 days a week. The company has delayed plans to return to the office several times due to COVID-19. Currently, it has a two-day-a-week in-office schedule for employees. Apple held an in-person meeting at its main campus in Cupertino, California back in June for a developers conference presentation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Food and Drug Administration is finalizing a rule that will allow many Americans to access over-the-counter hearing aids. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says this expands the Biden administration's goal to increase competition and lower costs.
The requirement to see a doctor or a hearing specialist was an example of what economists call a barrier to entry. It was a regulation that kept more companies or more innovators from entering the market to compete.
More folks are heading to the polls.
It's primary day in Alaska and Wyoming. The big race for Wyoming's only congressional seat is between Liz Cheney and Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman.
I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming.
Ms. Hageman's background is being a lawyer. Representative Cheney was first elected in 2017. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Catholic Charities of Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan says their efforts are not politically motivated.
Our perspective is not the political. Our perspective is not how did we get in this mess. Our perspective is simply to help them, to reach out to them.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying he's sending the busloads of illegal immigrants to New York because it's a sanctuary city. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.